This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between, and they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino.
From Futuro Media and PRX, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, The Tiaras, a musical group of sisters singing about Latina empowerment, self-love, and politics. The Tiaras have been playing together since they were just little girls. They travel around Texas and perform at different gigs to try to get their name out there. The trio of sisters would walk onto a stage, start playing, but they weren't always taken very seriously.
It was pretty hard because we were young and we were in a music scene that was catered towards men. We were playing a lot of different gigs. The lineups would be predominantly men. We would get a lot of different looks when we were on stage.
That's 20-year-old Tori. She's the lead singer of the band.
It was hard to find that niche of Latinas in music. So we felt like we had to be that for ourselves. We've made it here and we're just so proud of ourselves. And we want to inspire those other younger musicians and especially Latinas that are finding themselves in that place.
That same passion and drive for owning who they are and creating music is also shared with her two other sisters. Here's 22-year-old Sofia, the band's drummer.
I don't know. I just feel like beats inside of me just come naturally. When I hear a song, when we're making songs, something just clicks in me. Honestly, I don't know how to describe it.
And older sister, 24-year-old Tiffany.
I would always listen to classical music too. And I just imagined myself being on like those big stages, having an orchestra and everything, that kind of vibe.
Now, these hermanas are living their dream, bringing their music to an even bigger audience. Their catchy tunes dive into themes of Latina power and self-love. And these sisters are also not afraid to get political. Now I'm going to hand things off to all three of the Tiaras, Tori, Sofia, and Tiffany. They're going to tell us more about the role of sisterhood in their creative process and inspiring future generations of Latino and Latina musicians. Here are the Tiaras in their own words.
Hi, my name is Tori Balguieta. I am the youngest of the band. I play guitar and I'm the lead singer of the Tiaras. So the start of the Tiaras was from pretty humble beginnings. Our parents really raised us in a household that was immersed in music, in culture and family and love. And it was really cool. Our dad was a DJ right after he was a breakdancer in the 80s. So he picked up the turntables and stuff like that. And we were born and we followed him to all of his different events. And we kind of just fell in love with music and how it changed people's emotions and body movements and brought people together. And one day, my sisters had been taking music lessons because they naturally showed some interest in, you know, banging on pots and percussion and just trying to spend more time with our grandmother playing piano. And there was one day, third grade, I was in music class and I saw my teacher playing guitar. And I was really, really interested. I was like, what is this world? Like, the guitar is filling up the room and making everyone sing and dance. And so right after that, I got lessons and we realized we were in the same household playing instruments that pretty much go with a band. And then we just started playing covers together. And then writing songs that were kind of bad, but it needed to happen for us to, you know, innovate and make our own songs. But it's been a long time. We've been together for about a decade, but we've been sisters forever. And now we're the Tiaras.
Welcome, the Tiara Girls.
The Tiara Girls.
Tiara Girl.
The Tiara Girls.
The Tiaras. We are changing our band name. Yes, we're still Austin's favorite young Latina sister power trio, but we are growing up.
Yes, we are formerly known as the Tiara Girls, and we recently changed our name to the Tiaras because of the simple fact that we're growing up. Like I said, we started very young. We were tweens, preteens, and now we're entering our 20s. So we want to honor the fact that we are growing up, we're women now, and we want to keep our roots of, you know, Tiara. And that came from our last name. Our last name is Valtierra. So we took the ending of that and changed the spelling a bit, had a little play on words. It doesn't have to mean a crown, but it can. We embrace whatever way people want to interpret it. But we wanted to do that because we felt like we were maturing with our sound. We were finding our path in life, in our identities, in music, in our community. And we wanted to bring people along with us, our supporters that were there with us from day one. We wanted to bring them with us on this new era that we're embarking. And just for the simple fact that we're not girls anymore and we want to represent Latina women in that way. The role of sisterhood is very, very impactful in my life, specifically because I grew up with a queer identity in a Mexican-American household. So it was pretty daunting at a young age. It made me feel invisible, very alone, but I had my sisters there with me and I was able to tell them my secrets and they were able to hold them for me for many years and to always, you know, hype me up about speaking up and coming out and stuff like that. And they were very good in encouraging me to create a song about it, which is Let Love Free.
My love's got a place on land, the land that says I can.
I would say writing the song Let Love Free was a very big journey for me. It started... The meaning of it changed every step of the way. I think it was born from the simple just fact that I wanted to be free. I was just like really tired. I was like, my parents know. And the pinnacle moment for me was telling my grandmother, because, you know, you grew up Mexican American. The grandmother is the foundation of the family. She's the one that feeds us, that nourishes us, nourishes our hearts and minds. And after I came out to her, you know, I felt full. And it was weird because I was like, it's just my grandmother. But it was like, I don't know, my world was kind of just colorful after that. But I wanted the song to have a universal meaning because I wanted this piece of art that we created to fall under the categories of self-love, of releasing a love that does not serve you anymore, of you know, letting love free and coming out and living your truest identity.
Love,
it just feels so beautiful to be able to sing that to different crowds now and to say, I'm queer, I'm gay, I'm a lesbian on a stage. Because, you know, I grew up and I think at the age whenever we began to play was when I started to know. And now that I can like fast forward into the moment of being like, this is my song that I wrote. This is my coming out song. And it's just so crazy. I always imagine my younger self watching us in the crowd, cheering us on. It's so beautiful because now that we've released a music video, we've had messages of, you know, there was a Mexican dad that messaged us and he said, I showed the music video to my 13-year-old daughter and she said that it pushed us to have that conversation and her to come out and to be just immerse herself in her identity and to allow me to love on her in that way. I feel so grateful that the music video and just this piece of art that we created was able to push that moment forward for others.
My name is Tiffany Valtierra. I am the oldest sister. I play bass. Well, when Tori decided she wanted to come out, me and Sophia knew for a while, and I would take her dates and stuff, and I would lie for her. And I never really ever felt like I was forcing her, like, okay, you need to tell them. And I knew that it was on her time. And we were always supportive about, do you want us to be there when you tell our parents? Is that something you want to have privately? And I feel like Tori has always been kind of like an old soul. And I felt like when she came out, she grew wiser. And I was like, I don't know how that's possible. But I felt special that I could hold that secret for her. And then I felt whenever she came out, I was just like so happy that she could live her life and not have to feel like shame or embarrassment or feel like she was living two different lives. Yeah, I definitely view our music as anthemic. And I think that's also because I listen to a lot of that music myself. I think I have artists that I listen to, like definitely like Gwen Stefani and No Doubt. Take this pink ribbon off my eye. She had such a cool style, making me feel like I can hold this power and go throughout my day. Currently, I feel like Megan Thee Stallion, all these female artists, like, they just put out all this music that makes you feel that power in yourself. And I want to be able to create that type of music too. Like, I feel like I can't go, that just like motivates me throughout my day to do anything, that type of music. And like, Leave It to the People, that was definitely like, okay, let's make music for people who want this change. Let's make music for people who need this inspiration, who want their voices to be heard. And I love that we can make this type of music and have people listen to it and feel the same way that we're feeling. Tori was the one who came up with the idea for Leave It to the People. And that was during or after like the 2016 elections.
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people.
And we were all, I feel like that was a moment in our lives where we've became very political and we were educating ourselves about the systems and the people who are in charge of those systems and different injustices that were taking place and understanding that this is affecting our lives and people who look like us. I think as a band, I guess it is an intention of ours, but I feel like naturally it just comes to us to make some of our music a little bit political, or maybe you can interpret those messages as political, because our dad kind of shows us all the things that are happening in the news and educating us. And we have these conversations. And as adults, as women, as brown people, I feel like we have that power and responsibility to bring this to the light of our audiences, because we know we have people in power that are listening to us.
My name is Sophia. I am the drummer of the Tiaras, and I'm the middle sister.
Yeah, I feel like our songs carry really heavy messages, and a lot of them can be something you don't really want to talk about, which is why we put, you know, some groovy feel to it, get you dancing. But when you really think about the lyrics, you're like, wow, you know, it opens the conversation for something you probably don't want to talk about, but we do. We need to talk about it. We need to create change, and we want to make it fun at the same time, which is why we're mixing it with like these groovy beats and music.
So usually Tori's the one that comes up with like a little melody, some lyrics, and then she'll show it to us. And usually that's when I start like kind of hitting on the table, showing a couple beats of like what I think should go there. And Tiffany and Tori can easily give me an ugly face like, no, that doesn't go there. And like, I don't take it seriously, you know, or they can be like, oh, yeah, like keep going. So like the ability to like just voice our opinions so easily is like usually how it goes, and usually how our songs get created. So I guess like fast, but also like in a calm way at the same time, because we're not like, oh, like I don't want to say this because I don't want them to think I'm like, ugh. We're able to like say anything and everything. And I love that. We always communicate through our eyes when we're on stage, which is honestly like so comforting to have that feeling, because you know that we have each other's back. We have these little like signals when like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna know this part. We're gonna switch it up without even saying one word, which is like you need that, because if you mess up, you have to like, you know, play it off super smooth. But also, you know, our practices, making music, it's super smooth, super, it's fun, because you don't have to feel like you have to like be careful with your words. If you don't like something, if you want to be creative, you could just speak up. I don't know, it's just super comfortable. And I was thinking about that too, like yesterday when we were playing, like this is so fun experiencing something with your family. We're already so close, and this is just gonna be a great memory to have down the road.
I've been saying every day our sisters are ready for a change, even though you're standing in our way.
So when we were making Soy Chingona, I remember like going to or playing a lot of gigs and stuff and hearing Chingona be used all the time. And honestly, we didn't use it as that much, but being around it, we found ourselves being curious about it. So we got to like know the word, where it stems from, learning the history of it, asking our grandma about it. And when we said it, she was like, whoa, whoa, calm down. And we were like, I mean, now there's a different meaning. And we had to explain that to her. So, but yeah, we took those experiences and, you know, just how our journey is with music, we realized, and with ourselves, we realized that we are two chingonas. So we wanted to make a song, an anthemic song, you know, get people, women, excited and realizing that they're chingonas, the things that they're doing are just so badass. And when we created the song, you know, Tori brought it to us, and I feel like we put a lot of that Mexican, like, cumbia feel to it, which was super fun as a drummer to start playing. I actually brought in my friend Clemencia, and I asked her about like some of those beats to add into it. Soy Chingona is definitely one of my favorite songs to play.
I've been trying so hard to be loud, but I am.
So my favorite thing about being in the Tiaras band is I remember this one gig we had where a little girl came up to me and she had this big smile on her face with her dad. And he was like, oh, this is my daughter. She's actually wanting to learn the drum set. Can you talk to her, like give her some words of encouragement because, you know, she's sort of wanting to give up because of how hard it is, but also not being able to see many girls her age doing what she's doing. Having that moment with her was, I kind of like gave her words that I would have given myself at that age. And it was, I guess, full circle. It was crazy, like looking into her eyes and trying to give her, you know, those words to keep her going. But that was definitely one of the best moments of my life.
There's this movie, I think it's called Soul. It's a Disney movie, and there's like a part where, like, if you get into the zone and you like this, they see the people in the zone and you get into this different world. And I feel like that's where I go with my sisters on stage. And I just escape from everything and I'm focusing on the music, how it's making me feel. I like to see people, you know, in the audience dancing, smiling and singing and creating that happiness and maybe creating that moment for them to escape from whatever's going on in their lives too. And I just feel that every time we play a show.
We played in Dallas, and it was, I think, the first time that I was just reminded of the power of our band and how we were creating spaces of joy and emotion for people that look like us. And I think it's so special because we grew up, you know, having to scan out the crowd and adjusting our set list, adjusting our demeanor because of that. But now we've stepped into like some new pairs of shoes and we're comfortable with just being who we are and creating that space of dance and movement, of singing, and seeing people like already knowing our songs is so crazy because it makes us rewind back to the moment where we were creating it and we were like, is this good enough? I hope people love it. It's just, it's a reminder that we're powerful and we love creating spaces of joy for people that look like us and people that want to celebrate us.
This episode was produced by Reynaldo Leaños Jr. and edited by Julio Ricardo Varela. It was mixed by JJ Carubin. The Latino USA team includes Andrea Lopez Cruzado, Marta Martinez, Daisy Contreras, Mike Sargent, Julieta Martinelli, Victoria Estrada, Alejandra Salazar, Patricia Zulbarán, and Julia Rocha, with help from Raúl Pérez. Our director of engineering is Stephanie LeBeau. Our senior engineer is Julia Caruso. Our associate engineer is Gabriela Baez. Our marketing manager is Luis Luna. Our fellows are Elisa Baena, Monica Morales Garcia, and Andrew Viñales. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. We'll see you again on our next episode. And remember, look for us on all of your social media. And don't forget, no te vayas. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. The Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.
Megan Thee Stallion has a, like, badass way of like
Kelly Uchis.
Damn, let me talk.
Let me go nasty.
No, but, okay. I agree with all my sisters about, because we listen to basically the same thing.
Support for Latino USA comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between, and they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? all Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/latino. That's odoo.com/latino.